Between here and Little Rock, you know, that river, you know, that you go into Little Rock and go over the bridge.
Yeah, and I can't remember which one it is right now.
Well, that's just called Arkansas River.
Arkansas River. I get the Arkansas River and the White River where they are all the time. Yeah, the Arkansas River.
Well, that's called Arkansas River. Now, where the daughter lives, well, that's White River.
White River,
and then there's a Red River. Red River.
Yeah. Oh, they
hate it. Isn't Red River up about Bates? Does Red River run into White?
It must run into White because now Red goes by Marshall, you know,
that's it then.
And it probably runs into White.
Uh huh.
Now, I always get the White where it runs and where the Arkansas runs confused when I'm trying to remember which is which.
My daughter lives. When she went over there, when she went to school, and the highway, like this was where she lived, and then the highway was here, and then just about so far, then was the White River.
Oh.
Prettiest place you ever saw.
Yes.
She loved it.
Oh, I bet she did.
And then all in down in the bottoms where they used to have slaves, and her husband's father had slaves way back.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a beautiful, she just loved it, and thought she married one of the boys, one of the Smith boys, and she just loved it. They've got
it's
a beautiful farm. They've got a pretty farm. But?
This is the one that lives below at West Point?
Yes,
the one.
I just have the one dog.
Uh-huh, just the one dog.
And the oldest son is Conway with the airport. And this one son here, and the other one just has a... He's a mechanic. He's got his shop down at his home.
Now, in your field, if there was a big rain would come and it would cut kind of like a channel in the field, you call that a place where the rain runs down and cuts. Let's see, what would that be called?
Well, it wouldn't be, it don't do it on just an overflow or something.
I
guess it would just be, but I don't know what just the real thing would be called, though.
Well, what about in the road where it washed through there like that? You'd have a kind of a...
Well, I just said it, but I can...
Whether that's what it would be a gully, but still, whether that's the proper name for it.
You know?
Well, I just wondered what you usually refer to as then, you know,
I just can't call it right then.
Oh.
You're
talking about around Greenbrier, they have quite a few hills and things, it's not just flat around
here.
Not completely.
Now you come from north, and you come, just before you come into Greenbrier, that's just about as high a hill.
That's about as high as it gets.
Only grad, with the foothills.
Of the Boston Mountains.
And as you go up, you go just a little, now Marshall, it's just a little higher and higher.
To me, it seems like it's flat.
I know it's always referred to as a foothill. Is there ever a land formation that you've heard people call a knob? A knob or a knoll or anything? Oh yes, I've heard of knolls. Yeah, I know. I don't know what they are, but I don't know what makes them. Is it a hill?
It's not a big hill.
Now listen, down on our farm, between our home and the Paul Woodrum home, is the prettiest knoll. It would cover a space spotted from here to the store. It's just as nice around. Now what caused that, nobody knew. Now back in Indian days, way back, there might be something buried under there.
That's right, it might be. I just don't know. Yeah,
and then too, when they built the highway, it went on down toward Black Fork.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was another one. And they built the highway over it, and honey, you could go over that with a buggy. Me and my husband lived over across the lake. And you could go over that, and that'd sound hollow.
Oh, that is strange.
That's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Nobody ever knew. Everybody knew it, but they didn't know what. They didn't do a thing about it. They didn't tear up the whole earth to find out.
Yeah.
And it was hollow. It just sounded hollow.
That's
over
strange.
The buggy.
You wonder what in the world, hey? It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Well, now that knoll between our homes there. Now, it was a pretty thing. It was just as round and nice and easy peas. Kids would just play out there on the knoll. We called it the knoll.
What about like in the mountains, like a sharp drop-off?
Wouldn't that be a cliff?
Yeah, something like that.
Cliff.
And then a place between the mountains, kind of